Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We await Coach Raheem Morris. Coming up, we'll talk more about the College Football Playoff Committee. And I don't know if you're a dog fan, if you are, how you feel about where this is. I just feel like, Mike, if the Dogs are either in the top four, which they are, which we'll talk about, or even if they were five and on the outside looking in, I feel really good about them. And so, you know, this isn't a year where you're like, I can't believe we're not number two. I don't even know if it matters. I'll just be honest. Like, as good as Ohio State is, and maybe it's the Dogs in Ohio State, you know, in the national championship game eventually, I just feel good about where this team is, man. They're peaking at the right time. And I would ask the question, maybe the kid in Indiana, maybe Mendoza, is the only guy that's playing better than Gunnar Stockton, if you were to ask me right now. There's no other quarterback around the country that has been as consistent over the last 8 weeks or 9 weeks or whatever it's been since they lost to Alabama.
Right. And remember this kid, you know, was it Cal back in the day? And he's obviously been a great team. And Cignetti's done a hell of a job. But Gunnar, the accuracy, the throws, the swagger, you know, that's the thing. I mean, look, I don't believe in the Indiana strength of schedule, but you can't deny going to Oregon and beating them the way they did. That's got to count for something.
State the game.
That's impressive. You know, and maybe that says more about Dan Lanning than it does Indiana. But either way, I just want to see it all work out where you get Ohio State and Georgia, you know, or you get Indiana and Georgia, because I think Georgia can handle both these teams. I think Ohio State, they got tremendous wide receivers, got a killer quarterback in Sain. But they lose to Michigan. That's 5 years in a row, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're looking for a –
Michigan gets in, Mike, if they beat Ohio State, because nobody's beaten them.
And Ryan Day still has those moments where he gets a little tight. But they've certainly looked the part. I get that. But there's nobody can match, because all you can judge by is who have you played. The strength of schedule for the SEC, the ranked opponents from top to bottom, it blows the Big Ten out of the water. The ACC's actually got more a stronger strength of schedule than some of the Big Ten teams.
I agree. And that is why
I can't wait to see it.
Me either. Yeah. That is why the Michigan Ohio State game is still a big game. And a two-loss Michigan team that beats Ohio State, which would be a 9-2 then team, even not playing in their conference championship, strength of schedule will be good enough for them to get in. And that's what Miami needs. They need Michigan to beat Ohio State or lose a third game, should I say. They also need Notre Dame, right?
Right.
To lose their last game. The U needs some help to kind of get that last at-large bid, even though they're sitting pretty. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Real quick, guys, I want to remind you, Mike, we're going to be there tomorrow. We were just talking about how good the food is.
Oh, man, I haven't been to Zucca in forever. I used to live in Midtown. That was in my rotation. But Zucca Bar, Pizzeria, amazing food. We're going to be over there on Smyrna, Atlanta Road in Smyrna. We'll be there 2 to 6 with Miller Lite. And Miller Lite's been doing this great tour with us the last few weeks. But, guys, I was just showing Day-Day the menu. Oh, man, I want to get there early, get some mussels, get some calamari, you know, get some pasta, and the pizzas are amazing.
Are you going to be able to do the show?
I'm going to be in food coma.
Holy crap.
Got to get a bottle of red.
Clams, pasta, and what else?
Bottle of red, bottle of white.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk in, you're going to be like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I might be in food coma tomorrow. I might just, you know, I'm going to wear big pants tomorrow. I'm going to wear some sweats.
Okay? I hear you.
It's going to be on. Zucca's one of my faves. If you live over in that neck of the woods, Vining, Smyrna, you know. But 2 to 6, guys. We have not been over in that part of town
we have not.
In a minute, so come see us.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. We were up at Joe's Sports Bar. Got a lot of feedback from that, from folks that were up there. And as we made this Miller Lite tour, it's been a lot of fun to get around to some different spots around town that we normally don't get a chance to hit. All right, with all of that said, guys, talking about what's going on with our Falcons, I think the main thing is what this offense is going to look like. We're going to talk to Coach about that. You could easily say, well, we saw it last year. Is that the same offense that we're going to get from the standpoint of Kirk Cousins being at the helm now? And is it going to be more fluid, Mike? Is it going to look better than it's looked under Michael Penix? Because if it does, right, then you're going to say, okay, what's been going on? And I said this to you. If Cousins comes in here and plays really well, it's going to make a lot of people think that Michael Penix was not getting what he needed to get with this offense.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he actually looked better he looked better in the second half against the Commanders than he did probably in the entire season, save for maybe some series against the Commanders this time.
Right.
And Buffalo. There was a lot of inconsistency. Look, I don't see all the wrinkles that were added this offseason. Maybe, Zach, part of the success when those three games last year was the simplification of it, which gets us back to something we've talked to Coach about. Either way, I'm not the only one. I heard Pete Prisco today. We've already heard other analysts. Kurt Warner's talked about it. We're either too predictable or there's too many elements of this offense that don't suit Penix's game. So they got to fix that. And I don't know if they're capable of pivoting, but Kirk Cousins had tremendous success. He was two-time NFC Player of the Week with this guy, with Zach Cole in the plays. Don't forget now, you don't have a healthy Drake in this game. You don't have a healthy Drake, but you do have some other guys, the backups, I guess Kirk's got more familiarity with. You trust this wide receiver core to step up. Or just, how about this? Keep it still. Let Bijan touch the ball 30 times and 25 runs.
That's the key. I mean, honestly,
not that complicated. It's
really not. And as we talked to Coach about this, you know, when we say we need to get lean on him, we said it yesterday on the show, we need to lean on him. We literally do. Look, there have been times, and San Francisco did it against us. They didn't have hardly any of their star power on the field, and they just said, you know what, we're going to give it to Christian. And
right.
You carry us.
Let the big dog eat.
Let him eat.
That's sometimes where I think Zach has gotten off script. I think, look, sometimes when we feel that, and we've said this, you know, if – yes, all these comes together in a daisy chain. If you have a mistake or there's a penalty, now you're out of sequence with the stuff you're trying to accomplish. Now the possession goes out the window. That's one less touch of the football. But still, I just don't think we maximize the talent when we have the opportunity. Whatever the down and distance is, I still think we got the wrong guy getting his hands on the football sometimes.
Coach is on the way, guys. Stay there. We're live at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. Before Coach walks in, Day-Day, what's on your mind, man? What's going on?
Well, just piggybacking off of what you guys are talking about, here's the deal. Saints, even though they are 11th overall in total defense, they allow 317 yards total offense per game, 193 through the air per game, 123.8 on the ground. That's 21st. All right, and they allow an average of 25 points per game.
Okay.
Feed Bijan, feed Tyler Allgeier, and run the ball down their throats. All right.
And if Allgeier gets the hot hand, how about Bijan out wide or in the slot?
Exactly. Look, Bijan is very effective in the passing game. And then offensively for the Saints, our defense should have a very, in my opinion, they should have a good day. Just our luck. Because of the string of guys who haven't been doing well, and then all of a sudden they've played us the last few games and they've looked like, you know, world beaters. But they've only rushed for 92.8 yards a game. All right.
Kamara's only got one rushing touchdown. Right. Right? How about that, Carl?
So don't let this be the game where Kamara comes in and.
Well, that's the biggest weapon is Kamara, right? That and I guess you know they've got some good young wide receivers. Chris Olave, he's 100%.
I have to double check on Olave, but that's really all it. You know, right. I just really honestly that was going to be what was on my mind. Just that this is all jokes aside. I get that the Michael Penix Jr. it is a downer on top of what we're dealing with in terms of the Falcons season, but I do feel that there is some optimism in the fact that regardless that it's Kirk Cousins coming in, this is a Saints team that we should still be able to go in and take advantage of. Okay. We still have the better pieces.
Olave, by the way, Carl, 664 yards. He's had 104-yard gain. That was the win against Carolina.
Right.
He's got a couple of explosive plays, catches over 50 yards.
All right, I was just going to say, Mike, there's been a correction in the report about Penix needing a full reconstruction. Apparently, he does.
Are you freaking kidding me?
So, our buddy Mark Raimondi said, correction here. There was some confusion. Penix does, capital D-O-E-S, need a full ACL reconstruction despite the partial tear per league source. Apologies for the error, but that is now what he is reporting. Earlier, we told you, maybe an hour or so ago, that We were hearing that it was not a full reconstruction. The reason why this is important is the timeline. We're going from 6 months potentially now to a full reconstruction, which is about a nine-month timetable,
right? Minimum.
According to doctors.
Okay? Minimum.
We're not doctors. We're just telling you what we're telling, what's being told to us. So that change of that report changes again the timeline on this. I wonder if Ra will admit or at least acknowledge this, Mike. I don't know how much he knows. Again, they've been practicing. Maybe all of this is new, updated information, but that sucks. Bottom line, because the 6 months, it feels like, okay, that's not as bad. Like I feel like he could be ready for camp.
Right.
You start talking about 9 months. Again, I said right now, if you start right now, and he hasn't even had the surgery yet, you're talking about September. Well, the season's underway. And then what happens? You know what happens? He's on the four-week IR to start the season because they got to make sure he's right before they run him out there. Then you're talking about him missing the month of September. So it's potentially, and again, this is just a guesstimation, you're talking about October before we could possibly see Michael Penix under center starting for the Falcons next year. If, again, all of this plays out from the timeline that we think it might, which is reconstructive, full ACL reconstruction, and a rehab situation.
Won't be ready for camp.
No.
I mean, by all estimations, you know, I mean, that's some bad news. I was feeling a little bit better about it. We literally just had this conversation. And again, apologies to Mark. Mark just said apologies himself. Correction here is his semantics confusion on the information he was getting from the
and
team.
It happens. It happens.
But again, guys, so that's the full McGill. That's a full reconstruction on his other knee. He had two procedures on his right knee. This is the left knee. And now Terry Fontenot's gamble is a disaster. There's no other way to put it because now you don't know what he is going into year three, coming off of surgery on his other knee. And by anyone outside Atlanta would say you blew it. They'd say you blew it because you're gonna have to have another quarterback on the roster. Kirk Cousins is a $57 million hit. As you said, you got to get him off the roster, and you got to mitigate that hit over the next few years. So we're going to have to go with some freaking journeyman or try to roll the dice and try to catch lightning in a bottle in the draft.
That's right.
Without a first-round pick.
Yeah, because, you know, here's the other side of this, guys. The Falcons organization cannot go into the season knowing this, right, and the recovery time and knowing the timetable for potentially Michael's return and not protect themselves. Not only that, the last thing you want to do, Mike, if this season continues to go down the road that it's going, is not give this fan base any reason to have any interest moving forward next season when you don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be.
Right.
So, you know, when you say, yes, he's coming back, and we hope that he does, this organization has to protect itself, say, hey, what are we going to have at the start of the season? And by the way, who the hell are we to think that we could just start in September with some journeyman and be okay? Like, those games don't matter. We don't even know what the schedule looks like. We don't even know who's going to be on this team. We're so far away from that. But there's so many elements to this. When you start saying, all right, where do we go? And that's why Monday when I came in and I said, it feels like there's no way out. Because that's how I felt.
Right.
And now, knowing this information and what it is, and it's been documented and it's official that, hey, he's going to have surgery and Kirk is our guy. And the easy answer, Mike, to be honest, is Kirk is your guy now, and he's going to be back. That's the easy answer. Are you willing to invest that money that you paid him and say, hey, we're just going to have him on the team and he's our guy until Michael's able to get back? That's the easy answer. Hell, I don't even know how Kirk feels about this. Yeah, we don't know.
Kirk, when he came here, part of the reason he signed with the Falcons is he knew they were going to draft a young quarterback in Minnesota. He didn't want any part of that. He wanted to be the man. And after his 15 years in the league, you're in the right. So he was blindsided by the Michael Penix Jr. pick. Again, we've already covered how he handled his business. It forced him to perhaps maybe less than forthcoming over the true status of an injury, which then cost you games and derailed our season. So now, fast forward it, a $57 million cap hit. Got to get that off the books. Michael Penix Jr., in all likelihood, not able to be ready for camp. Got to go with some journeyman like Garoppolo or some crap. I mean, this is as bad
Mike,
as it gets.
That doesn't excite me.
No, it's as bad as it gets. We're right back to where we were with freaking Mariota.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're right back to 2022. I mean, this is as bad as it gets, Falcon fans. You know, we're, I mean, I'm not going to sell you some bull blank. This is it. This is why a lot of folks, and I was one of them, that felt this was the craziest damn thing you could ever have done 2 years ago, and now the worst-case scenario is playing out.
Unless Kirk takes us to the point.
unless Captain Kirk puts it together and it all starts Sunday.
Oh, my God. Oh, let's hope not. Can we have some mercy, football gods? We're live at Flowery Branch.
Stupid is as stupid does.
We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.